We are in Perek Dalid, Mishnah Beis of Brachos. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, the great Tana, the great Tanaic sage, haya mispalel b'chnisaso leveis hamidrash uvitziaso tefilah kitzara. When he entered the Beis Medrash, and when he left, he would pray a short tefillah. We'll see in a moment what that tefillah was. Amulo, his talmidim said to him, "Ma makom l'tefillah zu? What's the purpose of this tefillah?" Amar lahem, he said, "B'chinyasu si ani mispalel. When I enter, I daven shelo tera takol al yodi, so that no obstacle, no stumbling block comes to my hand, literally regarding halacha uvitziyasi. When I leave, ani nosin hodaya al chelki. When I leave, I thank Hashem for my chelik, my portion in Torah." What is this tefillah? So the language of the Gemara actually brings a brisa, and the brisa tells you exactly what Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana used to say. He used to say the following tefillah. He would say, "Yisum l'fanech Hashem Elokai, shelo yera devar takal al yodi, a mishap shouldn't come about through me. V'lo ekashel b'dvar halach v'yismuchu bi chaverai. My, I shouldn't stumble on a halachic matter so that my colleagues are rejoice over my mistake. V'lo omer al tamei tahor v'la tahor tamei. I shouldn't make a mistake regarding laws of purity and impurity. V'lo ekashlu b'chaverai b'dvar halach v'smach v'hem. Nor should my colleagues make a mistake which would cause me to rejoice over them." That was what he would daven when we entered. B'tzi yisro ma'um omer, the brisa says. What would he say? Modani l'fanech Hashem Elokai. I thank you. This is the hodaya. This is the thanks. Shesamzul chachim yosher beis hamedrash. Thank you for establishing my portion with those who learn in the beis hamedrash. Lo samzul chachim yosher kronos. Not this should sound familiar from a siyum. Shani mashke. I'm not like those people who sit on the street corners. Shani mashke me mashkimim. Ani mashkimim dvei torah. Mashkimim dvarim teilim. I get up to learn Torah, and they waste their time. Ani omer lehem amelim. I toil and they do. Ani omer mekabel schar. I toil and I get reward. Vehem amelim. Veinam mekabel schar. Ani rots lehem rotsim. I run and they do. Ani rots lechayelam abav. Vein rotsim leverashachas. They go to Gehenna. That's what the tefillah was when he entered, was asking Hashem that he not make a mistake, and so a couple of other things, and when he left, thanking Hashem for his portion in the Torah world. What's this tefillah about? So the Ritva has an interesting comment where he says, once we're speaking about tefillah, which his previous Mishnah was speaking about, so it comes to teach us this, and the Ritva actually writes, "V'lo nafkalon midi." There's no practical application at all of this Mishnah. Telling me a story from Nechunya. What does it mean for us? Demisha rotze lomar hachi harashus biado. If you would like to say this, you can. No problem. The Meiri has actually an interesting comment, also not telling us that this is obligatory at all. But he says a beautiful thing. He says, you know, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana is actually instructing us. A person should always create a new tefillah. When a person feels he needs divine assistance in something, such a person should innovate some type of tefillah. And this way we will be able to focus on Hashem and the needs and our dependency upon Him. And this happens to be Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana felt he needed Hashem's assistance. So because of the divine assistance he needed, he created this tefillah. The Rambam learns this very differently and actually makes an interesting observation based on the Gemara. This is a Mishnah, but when the Gemara actually elaborates upon this by quoting a Brisa, and Brisas typically elaborate, are a lot more verbose than the Mishnayos, and actually gives you the full tefillah, but it says something else. It doesn't say Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana used to say. It says Tanu Rabbanan b'chnisaso mahu omer. Not what did he say, but what should a person say? And the Rambam in his commentary to Mishnayos actually says, you learn from this, Brisa, that this is not just a story of what Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana did, but it's actually obligatory for everyone who's entering the Beis Medrash. And that happens to be quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Aruch HaShulchan actually wonders why it is that we don't do this anymore. So actually, if you open up many Gemaras on the first page, right when you open up, you'll see on the back side of the cover, they actually have this tefillah, which is appropriate to say when we enter and learn in the Beis Medrash. The Aruch HaShulchan defends the practice, our practice, many of us who do not recite this tefillah, and says like this, V'achshav lo nahagu bazeh. Why? Why do we not have this custom? V'nirim yishum, v'achshav halomdim beis hamedrash, einam morim horos. The people learning in the Beis Medrash are not giving halachic rulings. The whole concern of Yochanan and Hananiah was, I'm going to make a mistake in halachic rulings. The people who are in the Beis Medrash are not giving halachic rulings. V'harav hamore yoshev b'veso. How do you like that? The rabbi is actually giving the horos, is giving the halachic rulings. He's sitting in his house. I can tell you that's for sure. The rabbi is sitting in his house because the worst place, the place where you can't concentrate, is in the Beis Medrash. You're sitting at home. It's quiet. You can, you're able to concentrate. So since the people entering the Beis Medrash generally are not going to be stumbling necessarily, but you know, what are they going to make a mistake? No one's asking him to paskan halacha. So the Aruch HaShulchan defends the practice that we don't say this. However, most poskim say it's something that's preferable to be recited when we enter and when we leave the Beis Medrash. Says Perek Dalid Mishnah Gimel. Rami Gamliel Omer b'chol yom mispalel adam shmoneh esrei. That doesn't seem to be such a chiddush. Every day a person should daven 18 brachos. For us, it's 19 brachos. Rami Gamliel in Yavne instituted, we know, the bracha of Lamal Shinim. But okay, 18 brachos, 19 brachos. That's what we should say. But Rabbi Yoshua Omer, you don't have to recite shmoneh esrei every day. Rather, me'ein shmoneh esrei, a reflection of the shmoneh esrei. Now, what does it mean? I don't have to recite all, full, complete 18 brachos. So, Rabbi Yeshua, no. If you would like, you can recite a reflection of the shmoneh esrei. What is a reflection of the shmoneh esrei? So, the Gemara has a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, me'ein shmoneh esrei is exactly what we spoke about with the Baal Keri. Remember the Baal Keri, if you realize you're a Baal Keri in the middle of davening, we tell you to abbreviate the davening. Hatachoneh lo nabdas. Baruchat Hashem Chonin Adas. So that's exactly what Rabbi Yeshua says you can do every day without a problem. Shmuel says that's not what Rabbi Yeshua means. He actually means a tefillah that's known as Havinenu. Some Siddurim actually have it. The practice today is not to recite Havinenu. But what Havinenu actually is a tefillah that encompasses all the middle 12 or 13 brachos that we have of bakasha, of request. It starts, you say the same first three brachos of Magen Avraham and Mechayem Esim and Atakadosh. And then at the end, you're going to have your regular Ritzei, Modim, and Sim Shalom, etc. But in the middle, instead of saying Atachonen as a separate bracha and Hashiveinu as a separate bracha, each bracha is represented by a phrase, does not end with a baruch, and when you're all done, the last phrase, which relates, which reflects the, which is a reflection of Shema Koleinu, will end with Baruch Ata Hashem Shomei HaTfilah. So your Shmoneh Esrei actually has only seven brachos, three at the beginning, three at the end, one in the middle, similar to like a Shabbos or a Yontif. And there are several phrases that are in the middle in this Havinenu that represent the different brachas. So for example, I won't say all of them, but let's say the following. The phrase, V'tislach lanu. That is the phrase for slach lanu. V'rachakenu mimachovenu. Right? Distance us from our pain, from our suffering. That's refa'enu. V'yismechu tzadikim bivinyan irecha. So that's Alat Tzadikim and B'lu Shalai Mircha in those two phrases. Okay, and that ends with Shomei HaTfilah. That's Havinenu. So we start again. Rabbi Gamliel says every day you have to daven a full Shmoneh Esrei. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, it can be a reflection of Shmoneh Esrei. What does that mean? Either according to Rav, the first phrase of a bracha and the end of the bracha, like by the Baal Keri. According to Shmuel, not even that, even less than that. You can have even a small phrase which represents the middle brachos, and that would be sufficient. Rabbi Akiva Omer, it depends. A compromise opinion. Im shigura tefilo so b'fiv, if the tefilo, the Shmoneh Esrei, is fluent. Remember, people didn't have sidurim. So if you're comfortable with the davening, you know by heart very well, yispal Shmoneh Esrei, daven the full Shmoneh Esrei. Vim lav, and if not, then me'ein Shmoneh Esrei. And then you have a reflection of Shmoneh Esrei. For us today, we actually know the full Shmoneh Esrei, and we don't know the Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei, so to speak. So for us, we certainly, we have Siddur, and we certainly should be davening the full Shmoneh Esrei.